Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 69. In this show, we're going to be talking about, you've got a membership website, you're utilizing a learning management system, you're utilizing WordPress, but you want to customize what you're offering to your students, to your membership a lot more. You're really looking for that customized solution, like I say, for your membership. Or if you've got a community website utilizing the power of BuddyBoss and you want to customize that, or you might be looking for a total custom alternative to BuddyBoss. We're going to be talking about the things that you need to know, the best plugin solutions that could help you do that. You might not be wanting to do this totally yourself, and you might be thinking of hiring somebody or a team, but you do need to understand what are the best choices and what they are so you can make an informed decision. I've got my great colleague Haroon with me. So Haroon, would you like to quickly introduce yourself to the viewers and listeners?
Okay, thank you, Jonathan, and hi everyone. This is Haroon, been working in the tech industry for the past 2.5 decades almost, and with WordPress for around a decade and a half, and use pretty much every tool out there for building advanced dynamic sites. So that's what we're discussing today, building advanced dynamic sites with your custom content types, your custom post types, with the custom fields and all. So I think the experience I've had on this subject puts me in a position to choose the right tool for the job. That's a bit of a background about me. Let's get started.
Yeah, it sounds great. But before we go into the meat and potatoes of this great show, folks, I've got a couple of messages from our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Tired of hosting providers that can't handle high traffic loads? Convessio is here to help. Our platform can handle any amount of traffic, all without slowdown or crashing. With immediate Slack support, performance optimization, and a team that thrives on resolving technical challenges, your e-commerce business is in safe hands. Learn more about Convessio at convessio.com.
Hi there, tribe. It's Jonathan here, and I want to tell you about OmenSend. OmenSend is a great plugin that delivers SMS messaging and email messaging to your clients. If you're building a woo solution for your client and you're looking to provide a SMS functionality for them and great email, why don't you look at OmenSend? Got a great special deal. You can go to wp-tonic.com/deals, and they're offering 30% off the first 3 months. Plus, if you need any technical help or a migration, they're offering almost $1,000 to help migrate if you've got a group of clients that are looking for this type of service. It's a great offer. They're a great company. I highly recommend them to you. So, like I say, go over to the deals page on the WP Tonic website and you'll find more details there. Speak to you soon, folks. Bye. We're coming back, folks. I'd like to point out we've got some great special offers from the sponsors, plus a curated list of the best WordPress plugins and services to help you build a great membership or community experience in 2024 on WordPress. To get all these free goodies, all you have to do is go over to wp-tonic.com/deals. wp-tonic.com/deals, and you'll find all the free goodies there. What more could you ask for, beloved listeners and viewers? Probably a lot more, but that's all we got to offer on that page. But it's fab. So definitely go over there and you'll find some great deals on that page. So, Haroon, let's start off with the big daddy, as I would say, in the area of really being able to customize your membership, your Buddy Boss, your community website. And I would say the big daddy out there is AECF, which is Advanced Custom Fields. What is it? What can it do for somebody looking to customize their membership, the community website? And where does it fit in your own mindset?
So WordPress by default ships with a couple of content types with some basic, some pretty basic fields. So there's like the default page content type, there's the default post content type, and the media. So with pages and posts, you get the title, you get a content editor, and for posts, you also get author, and you get taxonomies, tags and categories. And for most part, that's pretty much it. But there are built-in custom fields that you can enable with WordPress, though they don't really bring much to the table. They just give you, like, for every field, you get to name the field and set a value to it. And they lack anything like advanced fields, like a map field or a calendar field in which you get a picker to choose a date, and file picker. So anything advanced, you don't get it. You just get to manually type in the name of the field and type in the value. And if you're using the same field on multiple posts, you still have to repeat on typing in the name as well as the value. So you just miss one character when typing the name, even for a text field, and it's just going to go into the database as another field altogether. So that's why there's the need for a plugin to bring advanced management capabilities for adding custom fields, for assigning them to different types of content on the site. And that's where ACF and other tools like it step in. So ACF has been pretty much the industry standard in this regard. They've been around for a very, very long time.
Yeah, so I just want to chirp in a little bit. It's why I think really WordPress is really powerful. It's a CRM, and you can build a great membership experience. But it was designed as a content providing platform.
A blogging platform, rather.
Yes, blogging platform, thank you. And as a full website CRM solution, it was limited. But what really enabled WordPress, or enabled WordPress professionals, designer, developers, to really build out its functionality, was utilizing advanced custom fields. And it was developed by an Australian gentleman, I forgot his name, and about maybe 3-4 years ago, he sold the business to a well-known WordPress hosting provider called WP Engine, and they have been basically improving it, and they've been a pretty good steward of it. Would you agree with that, Haroon?
I agree. It sold it to Delicious Brains.
Yes, he went to Delicious Brains first, yeah. And then I think in less than a year, they decided to sell it to WP Engine. Is that correct, Haroon?
Yeah. They didn't just sell this one. They pretty much sold their entire plugin business to focus on other ventures. So, yeah, this was a part of the biggest part of that is ACF.
So it enables, it comes with a pretty slick interface, and it enables you to do a lot more with your WordPress website. And when it is linked to building out more functionality for a membership, a learning management system, or a community website like Buddy Boss, is it reasonably powerful in those scenarios? And what are some of its strengths and what are some of its major weaknesses, Haroon?
Oh yes, it is as powerful as it gets when it comes to adding any custom post types as well as custom field anywhere, pretty much anywhere in WordPress, and not just adding, also making it easy to manage them, assign them to different areas of WordPress, and relate different types of content with each other. So when I say custom content type, that is to make it easy for a layman to understand. Otherwise, in WordPress, we just call them custom post types, because all of these types of data are stored in the WordPress posts table. And so, like, there's a post, there could be, like, when if you use a learning management system, a post type called courses, there could be a post type called lessons. If you're using a podcast, a post type called episode. So you get the idea. And with WooCommerce, post type called product. So ACF lets you not just add custom field, but also relate them with each other. And that's what I feel is one of the features of such plugins, ACF included. And for example, let's take membership sites and communities as an example. So you're using LearnDash or Lifted LMS for courses, and you have at the same time a BuddyBoss community. So you want to relate a BuddyBoss community group with a particular course or a particular lesson or a particular topic. You can use ACF to build that relationship. And then whatever front-end technology you're using, let's say you're using Elementor or Bricks or maybe writing code or whatever you're using to build the front-end, you can use it to query related posts. For example, let's say you're viewing a lesson, you want to show its related groups, related BuddyBoss groups. They can be queried and shown below the content of the lesson. So that's one use case example there.
So I think you see, you know, obviously you've got to have a certain level of technical knowledge, but is it reason, you know, you've got to do a bit of a dive, but in your own mindset, is it reasonably easy to utilize?
Setting up the relationships, setting up the custom post types, the custom fields, assigning them to different types of content in the backend is the easy part, yes, to me. How easy display those results where you need in the front end? That depends on your front end building.
Yeah.
So builders like Elementor, builders like Beaver, builders like Bricks, which I primarily use, builders like, I think, I'm not too sure about it, but I think even Divi supports it now.
How does it work with Gutenberg and blocks?
I'm coming to that as well.
Yeah. Sorry, I interrupted you.
No worries. So yeah, even Gutenberg has, in fact, Gutenberg has a very like native vision by ACF itself. So like you get blocks in the front end, and those blocks can retrieve and display values of custom fields from the back end. So it's pretty straightforward to do it in Gutenberg for most field types. But yes, there are field types that may take an advanced approach. For example, any field type are not just one field with one value. There are repeater fields, there are repeat fields, there are dynamic content fields, and then there are the relationship fields. So those need a more of a advanced, like somewhat of an advanced development mindset to implement on the front end.
Yeah.
But so, tools, it's easy enough.
To kind of sum up, if you're looking for some customization and you hire developer folks, yes, and they say they're going to be utilizing ACF, I think you can be reasonably confident that they're utilizing a well-established plugin. It also, there are kind of add-ons for the add-on. There's even a kind of third-party
system for, yeah.
Yeah, that built add-ons for the add-on. And like what Haroon has mentioned with Elementor, with some of the page builders, with Gutenberg, they all tend to support ACF quite a bit. So I think it's, you know, we're going to be talking about some alternatives as well here. The next one up is another popular plugin solution for customizing your membership website and your community website, and that's called Jet Engine by CrockerBlock. Can you give us an intro on this and maybe give us a quick outline on what you see as its strengths and weaknesses?
Certainly. So CrocoBlock started off as like a whole monolithic suite of tools for Elementor. That's how it started, adding advanced capabilities to Elementor's in terms of advanced widgets, as well as this Jet engine, which brought in features from ACF as an alternative into like one cohesive unit. Does not only let you build the backend, because ACF primarily lets you, or conventionally, ACF has primarily let you build the backend backend and required you to build the front end using third-party tools or code. But with Jet Engine, they gave you a way to build the front end with visual tools as well, without needing to write a single line of code. So that was their primary strength when they launched to compete with the ACF. And it's a very powerful tool. But what I really like about it is, if you really understand the ecosystem and even just Jet Engine alone, you can build immensely powerful sites with it without requiring any third-party tools, both when it comes to the backend and the frontend. And they also let you create custom content types that are not a type of the default WordPress post type, that are not an extension of the type, but custom content types that are stored in separate database tables altogether. So they are managed separately from the posts table. They don't have, like for those who are familiar with the way post meta works and post meta queries work, they don't have to build one for containing the primary post data and one for post meta. All of those of that content data can reside in one table. You would get to define exactly what columns you need, and then you get to define the queries that are going to be run when retrieving that data. So for advanced queries, for high performance, those custom content types can be better than PTs using custom post types. But then one of the issues many people face with Jet Engine has been the interface hasn't always felt the most native WordPress looking interface. It feels like you were within a different ecosystem inside WordPress, if you will, with its own way of doing things. ACF feels much more WordPress way of doing things. Jet Engine feels more like CrocoBlock way of doing things, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's just not for everyone.
Yeah, I think that's a really great point. But to summarize, this is my impression. It offers even more power than ACF. And I think it became, like you said, it was developed initially with Elementor in mind. And I think a lot of the people that were introduced to the power of WordPress through Elementor were more kind of visual design types than pure PHP developer types. Yes. And they found the visual interface of Jet Engine and CrocoBlock more intuitive. But it's a bit more expensive in...
Yes.
It's how much it costs to buy, folks. We have all the prices in the supporting show notes, and I've written a very detailed article on this on the WP Tonic website. And you'll find the link in the video description and in the podcast notes.
Yeah,
but it's a bit more expensive, but I think it can do almost any... Is there any kind of drawback in utilizing Jet Engine technically than ACF? But to me, as I'm from a developer background, but I'm not as in any shape or form as an expert as you or as active. But it seems, I've not used it, but I've looked at it and it seems tremendously powerful as a solution. So would you agree with what I've outlined?
Yes, but when it comes to advantages of ACF, ACF is spent when it comes to dealing with custom post types. But then Jet Engine becomes more performant when you introduce their custom content types, which are not for everyone. Custom database tables are not for everyone.
Yeah.
For CPTs, ACF has a slight performance edge over Jet Engine in my experience and in experience of some others.
But I think both are quite quality products and quite very powerful, aren't they? Do you agree with that?
Yes. And one more thing I want to add. So while it started as a tool for Elementor, over time, it to include extensive Gutenberg compatibility and lately also Brix compatibility. So now it supports these three immensely famous building tools, front-end building tools.
I think Elementor, Gutenberg and Brix are the leaders now, those kind of the three main choices in the market. You go, what I mean by Gutenberg, folks, is there's a number of frameworks, Gutenberg library frameworks like Cadence, WP, and two to three other ones that put Gutenberg on steroids, really. And they are the leading of these Gutenberg framework libraries. They all work normally pretty well with the solutions that we're outlining here. So let's go for the third one and then we can go for our break. And that's toolset. And I really don't know much about toolset until you brought it on my radar and I did a bit of research on it. So compared to ACF and Jet Engine, where does toolset kind of fit in?
So toolset has been around longer than Jet Engine. So like toolset was one of the original competitors to ACF in the field. And while ACF back in the day only offered custom fields, and that's about it. What toolset offered even back in the day was the ability to create, manage custom post types, custom taxonomies. And ACF has added those features, I think, relatively recently over the past couple of years or so. But toolset had those to begin with. So you didn't need like a separate plugin like C add custom post types and custom fields and then use ACF to manage those. Toolset provided you with the tools to create, manage custom post types and custom fields. And it gave you a front-end rendering component, which was pretty excellent for back in the day, called Toolset Views. It was inspired by Drupal Views. So those who have worked with Drupal must be familiar with their Views system.
Well, I would imagine a lot of the audience don't know what the hell we're talking about. We rebranded Drupal. But really, until Jet Engine and that, I think what you're saying is it was one of the one of the main alternatives to ACF, really. It seems to you be saying it's been around quite a long while. Why did, I think ACF has become a kind of standard. Was there a kind of limitation why that happened instead of toolset becoming that kind of de facto being seen as?
Firstly, cost. ACF was like practically dirt cheap. It was like the price of a couple of coffees back in the day.
Yeah, the original one, we had a lifetime license from the Australian founder, and it was ridiculous value, wasn't
Ridiculously
it?
Ridiculously expensive. Inexpensive.
Yeah.
And toolset was more expensive. But at the same time, back in the day, advanced features like implementing custom post types, custom fields, custom taxonomies and relationships done by those who were familiar with writing PHP because they built custom themes. So ACF gave them the right framework without any extra bells and whistles so they could just write the front-end code using the get field function of ACF and display it wherever they want in their templates. So that's why it became more successful. Toolset gave you more of a GUI, but back then more advanced WordPress developers were comfortable with code, so they went...
Oh, I see where you're coming from, because that was... So they kind of had that, but their target audience, it really wasn't the price, and having that interface wasn't that important. And this was before page builders like Elementor, Beaver Builder, in their day, kind of revolutionized the building of WordPress websites. If I got the gist right?
Is you're right, and they were ahead of their times. They the toolset guys were ahead of their times in the WordPress world, and when there was time to really pivot to make it work the way it should with the front end building tools, they didn't pivot the way they should have. Maybe they weren't fast enough capitalized based on the foundation they already had going for them. Otherwise, I mean, they had the potential to pretty much become the standard for tools like Elementor, for tools like Beaver and all. So
is there any reason if somebody was hiring a developer or agency and they said, we're going to build out the functionality for your membership for your community website using Toolset compared to Jet Engine or ACF, is there any reason for somebody to be concerned with that decision, or do you think it's totally a credible technology plug-in tool set to utilize still compared to the other two?
It is credible. It is very credible. They're professionals with a very serious take on what they do. And it's been as reliable as it gets. No issues at all. Like, I wouldn't have the slightest bit of concern. The only concern, and it does work with the likes of Elementor and other similar tools. The only I might have would be maybe third-party ecosystem beyond just builder integration. But then, why do you so many first-party tools that you really need to look for third-party tools the way you would with ACF?
Yes.
So that's their strength as well.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to go for our middle break, folks. We've got a few other plug-in tools to help you or help a developer or agency build the functionality you're looking for. We're trying to enlighten you a bit about what some of these fundamental tools. So when you do want to build that functionality, you might want to do it yourself. Or if somebody says they're going to be utilizing it, you've got some knowledge there. And knowledge is power, isn't it, folks? So we will be back in a few moments, folks.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. I just want to point out that the Membership Machine Show's got a fabulous Facebook group that you can join for free. If you've got any technical questions, we're always on there. We've got a great community of WordPress, plus people trying to build a great membership community business on WordPress. So it's a great resource. So go to Facebook and search for the Membership Machine Facebook group and join us there. We'd love you to be part of the tribe. So on we go on our journey, on our little merry journey. I hope you've got the right slide up. I do. So on to the next one. Metabox. So I presume, but I'm sure you're going to put me right, that Metabox might be very similar to Toolset. I think this has been around for quite a while as well, hasn't it?
Yes. The initial Facebook group, the founder telling the community that he had come up with this tool that everyone can use for free, as a framework. So it started off not as a graphical interface, but as a framework that made it create custom post types, custom fields, custom taxonomies, and relate them with each other and display them using code in the backend. So it started off as even a more stripped down code focused version to ACF without a GUI. That's how it started. With the initial vision that you can just add Metabox to your project would give you coding capabilities to create all sorts of custom fields and relationships and custom post types and whatnot. In a way that's much more easier than in WordPress native features to implement all of that. But then Like that was the free version, and that free version still exists and is used by many. But then they added a lot more features to the pro version, which gave you a GUI as a graphical interface built on top of that, those features in Metabox's code. You could then utilize that to build post types, fields, relationships, taxonomies, and whatnot in the backend, and then display them on the front end as well. So in that, it's been similar to a tool set. But one advantage that it has, something like ACF, primary advantage in my opinion, why I would use it instead of using ACF, is every CPT, ACF stores two entries in the post. But when it comes to Metabox, it stores only one entry in the post meta table for every CPT element, for every CPT item. So that, while on smaller sites, it's like not much of a concern, but as you scale massively, it reduces the database lookups for query half. So that can go a long way towards having an optimal solution rather than just throwing more resources at what you're running. So yes, Metabox has that advantage. Other than that, it's a very respectable solution. You just can't go wrong with it. But other than that performance advantage, I personally find myself sticking with ACF on more of my projects, primarily because it's just something that comes like second nature. Hey, let's just install ACF.
Yeah.
But you can't go wrong with Metabox either.
I think Metabox and Toolset have got their own community of developers that are very loyal to both solutions.
Yes.
I think ACF and Jet Engine or Crockerbrock have a wider community, user base. Let's go on to...
Metabox. So Metabox has a better third-party ecosystem compared to Toolset.
All right.
So it's not quite there with ACF, but like second to ACF, I would label Metabox. I would rank Metabox. And something like Toolset and Jet Engine, they're like their own walled gardens for most part.
Right. On to the next one, which is Pods. So Pods is still very active and still, but it got some tremendous traction, didn't it? It was really kind of moving towards being equal, maybe getting close to being a real overtaking ACF, but that seemed to die down. So
yeah.
Any views why that happened, and where is it really a equal player with Toolset and Metabox? Because I've got the impression that even now it offers an enormous amount, or has the development slowed down on it? So
the development, let me give you a bit of a background first. So Pods was started as a project, like conceived as a project to be an alternative to all of these paid and commercial post type and custom field plugins for WordPress. It was meant to be a community project sponsored by many organizations in the WordPress ecosystem, including Automattic, including several major hosting companies, including several major WordPress development, WordPress VIP partners. So they all contributed resources to it. And it was conceived as a free and standard way to custom post type creation, custom field creation and relationships and whatnot in the WordPress ecosystem. Rather than people thinking of which commercial plugin, it would just be there, like you don't think about which CMS to use. You just install WordPress. Similarly, you just install Pods. That was the idea. But when it came to actually implementing that idea, there was very fast traction in the beginning. But then there came a time when other tools backed commercially are progressing at a faster pace and Pods just slowed down. I think for years, their versions didn't include things that were on the roadmap for, like, I remember something was on the roadmap for 2.7. It didn't get released in 2.8, got pushed to 2.9, got pushed to 3.0. And there were like 6 months, 8 months, 1 year of time between successive version releases. So that put the community off. That put me off, basically. You know, I decided to invest my time and effort in other solutions. But then by the time I went into other solutions, they paced up and then they implemented those features at a much than initially. But for some of us, we had just moved on with other solutions. Yet at the same time, I wouldn't discount what they've done. They've built a tremendously powerful free solution for implementing much to do with ACF, much of what you can do with Jet Engine, Toolset, Metabox, except for that often involves custom code. But one of the things that they got right very early on was bidirectional relationships. So ACF implemented an easy way to implement, to set up bidirectional relationships relatively recently. Previously, you had to do it in code. With pods, you could just very easily set up a bidirectional relationship where updating a post or related post or related item at one side of the relationship would automatically update side of the relationship as well. So yeah, that's something that they really excelled at from very early on. But at this stage in time, though, I don't see that as an advantage over other tools, because other tools have pretty much the same.
But it's still actively, is it still actively supported in that?
Oh, yes. And yes, if you want a free solution, this is the solution, the most advanced free solution for custom post types, custom taxonomies, custom fields. One more thing. They also let you do what Jet Engine does as its custom content type. With pods, you can set up, when defining a custom post type, you can set it up to use its own table. So then it does not get bound to the constraints of the default WordPress post type or an extension of the WordPress post type. It is a different table of its own. So for performance reasons, if you really know what you're doing, then this is the right tool for you for free. You don't need to pay a penny for it. There is no pro version.
All right. On to our last. And
actually, I'd like to add one before this one. We'll just give it maybe a couple of minutes. ACPT.com, if you could open that in your browser. ACPT.
Oh, well, maybe you just talk about it. I'll remove this. And what is that one? So, well, maybe you can share it. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, let me share my screen. So, ACPT, where did my... So ACPT is, sorry about that.
Yeah, we can see it, actually.
ACPT is a relatively new product, and it's been gaining traction a lot lately. They launched with version 1 that... wait, no, this isn't the right title. My bad. Yeah, ACPT. That was an advanced construction project or something.
Well, kind of similar. I think there was space technology, folks, if you're watching this.
It's acpt.io rather than acpt.com. So yeah, this is a relatively newcomer that's been gaining a lot of traction lately. And their 1.0, that was their first version. They launched on AppSumo, got a lot of traction. And with lifetime deal options, with relatively affordable options. So one of the reasons why many new people started to adopt it was, compared to other tool pricing, they offered cheaper plans at launch. But now I see that they've increased their pricing. It's still reasonable enough. Like lifetime agency license, unlimited sites for $200. It's like dirt cheap. And they're very promising. They're doing the same thing that the others are doing, letting you create custom post types, custom taxonomies, custom fields, etc. But they are working on two, which is going to be much of a rewrite and improve the user interface and address all that the community has reported based on their feedback. So that is a good sign that they're taking feedback seriously and implementing it in future releases. And I see it having similar potential to what I saw in Metabox when it launched in Facebook groups back in the day.
Well, is it offering any, is it Is it more of a case that they don't have the technical legacy of some of the older solutions?
Yes. Yes.
And it, does that give them a slight advantage around what they can offer and performance, basically?
Yes, absolutely. They are new. They're built on whatever is relevant now rather than carrying legacy code. Yes.
And that's something, listeners and viewers, that you've got to understand. You can have an established player and you have all the good things that comes from it being established, i.e. having a wide third-party community that builds solutions upon it. You can be reassured that they've been around a number of years, that it's a mature product, a lot of the bugs have been dealt with. But then on the other side, every established technology product has what it calls its legacy, has to deal with old code, old standards, and there's always that which kind of slows that particular product from moving on. And sometimes the baggage, the technical baggage, becomes so large that it becomes quite difficult. So let's go on to the next one, which is how do you pronounce it?
Voxel.
Right. Yes. And this covers, we've left this to the last because it does all the things that we've discussed during the show, listeners and viewers, but it also does a lot more. So maybe you could explain the lot more. Yep. Because it does everything we've discussed with the other products. Am I right about that? But also more, doesn't it? So maybe you can...
For this one, I think I'll share my screen.
Oh, right. I'll remove. Yep.
If you could expand the size of my window.
Yeah, sure. Oh, no, it's gone. There you go. Right. Let's go here. I don't know. We're going to have to stay with that, actually, I think. Sorry.
Okay, no worries. So, yeah, previously I did expand yours, but let me see. So if all of you can let me go through what it does. So Voxel is, I think, one of the most interesting and ambitious projects I've seen in the WordPress ecosystem, not just when it comes to custom field plugins, but in the WordPress ecosystem, to rival the likes of BuddyBoss, to rival the likes of WooCommerce, to rival the likes of LearnDash. I mean, it's extremely ambitious and it's built with some of the leanest and most performant tools out there, like Vue.js. Vue is like leaner and more performant than React. So, it does a lot. I mean, I think Vox deserves like multiple sessions to cover properly, but let's try to do it justice to the extent we can. And I'll also mention my gripes with it, what I think they could have done way better as well. So Voxel's entire framework to build highly dynamic sites within WordPress, starting off with things like custom post types and custom fields and custom taxonomies, which all of the other tools that we've discussed do. And at the same time, it gives you a lot of front-end tools. So they've taken Elementor's free version and they've removed a lot of code from it that they thought was not good for performance. They've basically forked Elementor's free version to get all the benefits of a drag and drop builder rather than having to code one from scratch for themselves, and then modified it to make it compatible with all of their widgets. To they've added like their own front end display widgets for all of their back end data. So you create the tool and you use their builder to create the front end and display whatever you need wherever you need using a drag and drop manner similar to Elementor, which is great. They've got a whole theme builder, the way Elementor theme builder works. And they give you search and filters. So you don't need a separate plugin like Facet WP or Builder or Search and Filter Pro or JetSmart filters to create filters. It has filter support built in. It has you can use it to query all sorts of ports in custom grids on the front end. It has map filters. So fully geolocation based, you want to create something like WP Geo directory or any directory sites with maps. For that, it also has front-end submission forms built in, which not all the tools that we've discussed had. For example, ACF by default doesn't give you a graphical user interface to create front-end submission forms. You have to write code for it. It gives you the code functions for that, but there's no GUI for it. Jet Engine does, Toolset does, Metabox does, and Voxel does too. And it gives you its own way of setting up and selling paid memberships with Stripe support. It gives you conditions and restrictions to show and hide different types of content on the front end. It lets you build advanced loop. And it gives you, now we're coming to the really, really interesting stuff. So it gives you BuddyBoss like timeline and newsfeed widgets that you can add to add social capabilities to your site. It gives you a collections feature that can be used to create your own versions of bookmarks, favorites, and lists and whatnot that your users can add items to those.
So I'm getting the impression here that it's kind of Jet Engine on steroids, but even more than that, because what I'm getting the impression is it can build a totally custom learning management system, you can have a custom competitor to BuddyBoss and utilizing a tool like this, you could do that a few years ago, but it would have been an enormous amount of money, and this makes it possible at a price that somebody could consider, and because it's built
and
on
market afford. That literally anyone can afford, because the single site license is like dirt cheap. We'll take a look at the prices afterwards. So
I think I've got the prices here, and it's $59 for individual, and the pro version is $199.
Yeah, and they've got lifetime deals. So I mean, it's crazy. And then there's also direct messaging and notification system. So they have a notification system which works with their entire ecosystem. So like a new post is published, it's going to push a notification to the front end. A new course is published. Form an activity for which you're supposed to receive a notification. Functions, it's hooks and filters to create custom notifications as well.
So what we probably do, folks, is that we won't do a podcast, but we'll probably do a video cast, which you'll find on the WP Tonic YouTube channel. And we'll do a whole session on this particular tool. And you'll probably find that in the coming weeks. So we should really sign up for the WP Tonic YouTube channel, because all the content for the Membership Machine show and all the other YouTube content that both podcasts all goes on that particular YouTube channel. So go over there and sign up for it. So go on, sorry.
Yeah. So my primary, I wouldn't call it a gripe with them. More like something I wish they had done better and they would have been perfect. Based on my experience with all the tools that I've seen in this niche, one thing, had they done it right, it would have been perfect. Not tying themselves to a custom version of Elementor. So the issue with Voxel, the only issue with Voxel that I have is also same as an issue that I have with BuddyBoss. To utilize its GUI properly, you install it as a theme. And then, it's your theme. So what they could have done really well, something like Voxel, is install as a plugin. And then instead of giving you a builder of their own, just give you add-ons, not to bundle everything in their system, but built add-ons for Elementor. Elementor user, you install their front-end add-on for Elementor. You're a Bricks user, you install their front-end add-on for Bricks. So backend is the same. You do this, you build everything in the backend the same way. But when it comes to adding their widgets, designing the front-end using a tool of your choice, if they had not tied with Elementor, given you an add-on for modern builders, that would have made them far more adaptable to the entire ecosystem rather than becoming a walled ecosystem of their own. I mean, when it comes to the dynamic capabilities, it would have still been their own system. But when it comes to building using a front-end tool of your choice, they would have been far more compatible. I had suggested it to them. So like, imagine this, you build the entire backend and then you're a Bricks user. You install their front-end tools add-on for Bricks. And then on a Bricks timeline page that you built, you add their timeline widget. In the Bricks header that you built, you add their notification widget. And in the footer, you add their messaging widget. And you build the templates using your page builder of choice and then add their widgets wherever you need to output what you built in the backend with Voxel. That would have made it perfect.
Yeah, and I think you're right there, but I also understand maybe why they didn't, because I think at the present moment, the builder environment is a bit fragmented. I think, but this is only my personal position, I think I would, and I'm going to be a little bit controversial there, I actually think I would remove Elementor as a player there. I think you're either going to go Gutenberg or you're going to go Bricks. Yeah. And if you're going to go Gutenberg, I personally think you're either going to go Cadence or you're going to go Generate Rocks. I think they're the two leader.
But for something like this, you could even go Vanilla Gutenberg. Yeah. You don't need Cadence or Gutenblocks if you've got Voxel, and if you've got all the Voxel blocks that you need for your site, because then other blocks aren't going to be relevant to you. All you'd need primarily would be Voxel-related blocks, and you could just quickly put together an alternative to BuddyBoss within like a day.
Yeah. I think the only thing about what I've just said is there's another page builder, which I don't particularly support, evangelize, and that's something called Breakdance. But it has become very popular and it is a really good tool. But if it's going to be something that isn't Gutenberg, folks, the only one that I would really evangelize is Bricks now.
Same here. I'd evangelize Bricks over Gutenberg because of so many things that Bricks does the right way compared to the whole convoluted ecosystem that Gutenberg has become, unfortunately, when it had...
Well, you're just not on message there, my beloved Haroon. You need to go to the Gutenberg... You need to go to the Gutenberg camp and be re-educated, my friend. So there we go. You know, you're not going to be forgiven. So... where we are with time. I think we're going to wrap it up. I think we'll probably do a show in the coming weeks that will just be a video where we'll go through it in more detail and we'll also talk about WordPress APIs as well.
Oh, yes. Because I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. But I think for the particular podcast, because the podcast has a lot of entrepreneurs, people looking to build their membership website or community website on WordPress. So they're kind of techie because they like the freedom of WordPress. Plus, we get some really hardcore WordPress developers listen to the show as well. Its audience is increasing, Haroon. But it is diverse, like all these kind of WordPress podcasts. So I think we've done what I hoped the show would do. So I think I'm going to put you on the spot. I know we you loved this last one, but apart from the last one we've discussed, the other ones that we've discussed, are there any one or two that we've discussed that you like the most, that you prefer to utilize?
Well, my de facto is ACF Pro because of familiarity above all else. I mean, I wouldn't say it's because of any inherent advantages. Sorry, I'm messing up several words now.
So, no, I must be having a bad effect on you, Eric.
But not really having any inherent, if I could be coherent, inherent advantages, if you will, but because of just familiarity. And that is not to say you could go wrong with the other options we've discussed.
Well, I think we're going to wrap the show up. So what's the best way for people to find out more about you, Harun?
They can visit me at HQRaja, Q-R-A-J-A. That's from Harun Q Raja. And they can to me from the contact form on my site there.
Yeah. And I just want to point out, folks, that if you're looking to build your membership, your community website on WordPress, and you're looking for a hosting plus provider, what I mean by that is we not only at WP Tonic provide great hosting, we provide a lot more in plugins, in email. The list is endless. So we classify ourselves as hosting plus. If that's of interest, go over to WP-Tonic and you can book a chat with me and one of the members of my main team, and we can advise you about the best way of building your membership community website on WordPress. We will be back next week with either a particular subject or a special guest, and we'll see you soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.